Yep.
Okay, Abosai, we're trying to Ebul Chumash Thursday. But we have a lot to talk about Malabe. And again, one more time, we'll try to cite some of the great chokhmahs of this beautiful new sefer, Mishnah Sa Malabe. My sefer here too, if we have time. And then Ebul Chumash. What?
Should
we
have a
safer for Tzoveya? I only got this because someone put it on my desk. I don't know, maybe it's one on Tzoveya too. Oh, thank you. I don't know all the Svarim. Svarim are endless. What I have, I have. I don't have. Share what I learned. Okay. The problem is I couldn't find the egg lay towel anywhere in the base bed. I think it used to be three or four of them. I have at home. I have two other towels. I'll have to bring one here and leave it there. I think I have to do that. No. We have it on the screen. Okay. So we'll start with the Abdenezer. And with the whole Kuntra symbol of Abdenezer, as I told you. Fascinating Shilas, what's the fundamental nature of Schiva is. Naktim Levaram Lechas HaSchiva. Sounds pretty fundamental, right? Das HaRambam Shumichval Lechas HaLibun Kvo HaGosan Lechas HaVishun. That's a very complicated, what does that mean? Spoke about this a little bit earlier. The Ramban, right, Schid has told us, in case the Mishnah doesn't understand me, we got this problem, but we still don't know a good answer. The Sibchan gave a suggestion, but it's still shver, we'll see soon. He once said this. Feel the sochet beggar meluba me mayim in the kiyim yesh bo milach. Av shein adom la malamish shem enaka beggar me lichluch. Vzein bo lichluch. Everything's clean. Clean shirt, clean water, clean, 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 clean. You squeeze it out, you're still chai. One. Kshe beggar kshor be mayim hare keya mara ha beggar kenira bechush. Kshe tegash bo mayim ala beggar over mariso. Gentlemen, if you have a white shirt and it falls in water, it changes the color. Everyone knows that. Okay, what's going on? It's like coloring. Came alive. Shalokeach alichlo v'nisha mara beged. Okay, he told us soveya. Whoa, I hate the bazaar. Whoa. So what's the lashon of the Rabban? Told us soveya kederach malave. He wants to say it's really soveya, like malave. Soveya usually means you make it a darker color. You had red. You make it redder. Or make it red to white. Here. As if it's a total soveya, but it's like malabit in so far as it, how should we say it? It weakens the color, makes it more white. Interesting. Another raya that melechas chitas nigav abeget. Well, ask him something. Rashi beitad aftes. Shotchen bechama. You can find this. This Rashi you can find. Open your Gemara. You have my Gemara. You'll find this Rashi. And the Kutei Rashi Samachem et al. It didn't exist in his day. Be able to see things without opening the Gemara. Yes, sir.
I mean, even when you do the schita, it doesn't change the color. Only when it dries.
Right. But the schita makes it dry. Schita makes it dry.
It dry faster, but the
mic is speed. Yeah. In economy, what if it dry without schita? That should also be a problem. You're right. It's the drawing that changes the color. Look at this wrap. Look at the Kutei Rashi. The first one, you have my Gemara Samachem and Alf, the first Kutei Rashi. What's this Shotchen Bechama? What's this going on? Shotchen Bechama. have to look in the Mishnah and have Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis. Look at the Mesorah Teshas on top, to refer to Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis. Keep one hand at Tzamachem. Now Mishnah Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis, the last one in the Mishnah. Mishnah Nashu Kelev Bederech B'mayim. You're on the way and your clothes fall into the water. Okay, so Mahalach Ben Menachov, Shesh, we're not worried about it. So, etc. Higia Lechotzer Achitzona Sholchan Bechama. You can spread them out. Your clothes are, you're sopping wet. So you what do? Sholchan Bechama. You put it out in the sun. We know what the sun does. It dries the garments. Everyone knows that. Says Rashi back at Masam Achil from Beit Tavtes. Sholchan Berashi. Sholchan Bechama. Liyachshon. Oh, to dry them out. Misha Nashu Kaleb Bederach Bemek Shamin. Sholchan Bechama. They no gvin me'aleh, and they dry out by themselves. Look what he says. He did it himself just to dry out your problem. You get it right. It's the drying that makes the color go back to its original. You are right. I was at a Maisa, I go, this is already a different story in that context. Okay. One second. Kitzah. We're not going into any further into this discussion. There's a Shash Schita by itself. Oh. The problem, of course, becomes what happens if you're wearing the suit that I'm wearing? What color my suit? Black. If it falls into water, what color is it? Black. It doesn't change colors. My shirt falls into the water and changes the color. Black is black is black is black is black. So why you have it is black? That's the shayla. So this, to this shayla, we now open our sefer, a beautiful sefer, the Mishnah Samalavin. He says what you said, but even more than you said. Listen to what he says. Page Kuf, I'll give you the page number. I'm trying to go in order. I'm up to almost up to page 200. Just trying to read through it as quickly as I can. Over 400 pages there, but just under halfway through. Okay, Kuf Mem Beis. Kuf Mem Beis. He refers you back to what he said earlier in Siman Tes, which is page Lamed Dalet to Zion. This beautiful sefer. Look what he says. Something quite amazing. We saw a few times that the rush. Speak about the Shachris HaBeged. In other words, those who claim that even if the garment is clean, stay Shuyos the Kibuso, they talk about Shachris HaBeged. Doesn't matter Shachris HaBeged. They're making, right? The expression Shachris HaBeged is used in a sense of Makula. Even though at Shachris HaBeged, there's no Tinov, there's no mud or blood, you don't say Shuyos the Kibuso. So therefore, this leads to an impression that those who are machmir, if it's clean, it's only because of Shachris HaBeged. That would be a logical conclusion, would it not be? Again, the Mekilim say that it's mutter to put it into the water if no mud or blood. Despite Shachris HaBeged, gives you an impression that the machmirim, I say, you know why? Precisely because of Shachris HaBeged. So he said it's not true. Without Shachris HaBeged, still a problem. The Rebbe said no. The Rebbe said yes. The Rebbe Nezer said no. I mean, it's against the Rav Asher Rebbe, the Shulchan Aruch Rav. If it's clean, it's clean. How can you possibly ask it? That's real thought. That was 100% right. That's what the Rebbe was. You know, the Rebbe is almost always right. Not always right. But he's also a Rebbe. Suffolk Shavu Rebbe. Rav Nezer. We thought the Sabbath Shavu Rebbe was right, the Lubavitch Shavu Rebbe from Lazi was not right. That's what we thought. It's clean, it's clean. If it ain't If it ain't dirty, how can you clean it? It's totally clean. How can you clean it more? That's why we would note that the Sofet Shabbat. I happen to teach the Sofet Shabbat for other reasons. My grandfather used to have the Sofet Shabbat Shnibul by Fagan. So I have a connection, a personal connection to Sofet Shabbat. Okay, so he always, there was a descendant of the Abnezer, who was a, his son was a descendant, Shem Yishmuel. Some of you know about Shem Yishmuel from the, his Sforam HaChumash, which some of the Neo Hasidim like to quote. Whatever, not for now. Not quoting it on Parshat Shavuot, I don't know what it says. The Rabbi should look there first. But one of his descendants and his descendants, they came there to Israel, and that was the family that was involved in that shul, beautiful little shul. Anyway, so I thought that's what I thought. He wants to say no, no. Explains why. Listen to this. He says the definition of kibbutz is Nikoyon, cleansing. What's his proof? What's his proof? Do you remember we saw the word Recha yesterday on the screen? My mistake, we need a screen for this. Go to the Monacha. It's right here. Open the Gemara, you see. We saw a lot of Monacha. This one we hadn't seen yet. It's right in front. It's the same language, I think. I quoted from the Sefer Truma. There was no attribution. Tav Chof Ches. Page Lamed in our print. Verbatim. Look what it says, at the 10th line of this piece. It says, but all those brackets and parentheses are, let me change the gears. Abel Mishum Libun Leka. The Sochet begged me, after the bracket then, Miyai in the Shemen, Eno Mislabein, the Akati Tzorach L'Nakosu B'mayim Shemchazusa V'Recha. Same words. See, yeah, it's a very gewaldig akasha. Why is Recha mentioned over here? The whole Vort, the Alter Rebbe, his whole famous Vort, it's all Chazusa. That's what he said, it's all Chazusa. How it looks. That's what he answered a lot of akashas about the what's Miyuchot to be dirty, that don't care about it, it's like Tzviya. Now what's Recha doing here? That's an excellent hour. Who cares how it smells? We only care about how it looks. So this explains what the Rebbe said. What the Rebbe said, that a person can take a perfectly, totally, completely white garment, and you chayev anyway. So we ask, how can it be? What does it mean? What do the words mean? Let's read it together inside. We've seen it before, but we didn't figure it out. A very nice chat. Look at this. Yeah.
I don't understand the difference in the Mordechai. It sounds like the Mordechai is saying, is the Mordechai talking about whether we're talking, whether there's an Isra Libun here, or is he, I thought it looks like he's saying that there's that there's no reason to make it the Zer Shana Yisko because nobody's going to bother being Sochet because you would still need to get rid of the Chazusa Verecha afterwards anyway. So you'd still need to rewatch.
Let me read it your way. Let's see if we can read it your way. One more time. What's the point of this Mordechai? The entire discussion over here, I'm picking up on one word. Avol Mishum. right before those parentheses, it's obviously a girsa issue over here. But until the word Avol Mishum, let's put that aside for the moment. Let's start from Avol Mishum. Okay? Mm-hmm. Avol Mishum, I'm not sure what the best, let's go to the brackets, okay? Avol Mishum, Isa Libun, Schita Lo Havi, the Sochet Beged, Miyayin, the Shemen, Enem Islame, the Akati, Tarok, and the Kos, and the Mayan, Shukazus of Erecha. Good question. An excellent question. That's not doing me that question. It's not a question. The question is, first he says, this. So you want to suggest the beginning didn't mean what I thought he said. Avol Mishum Isaliban Tzchita Lohavi doesn't mean there's no Isa Tzchita. It means that we're not afraid to do Tzchita. So lo havi, so maybe, I guess, since, and you're saying that the gears are a problem anyway, so.
I think the band is
more right? They say a whole loop shot. Wow. Will this work on the same for Truma also from yesterday? Remember we said we have to remember where to find it? Remember it was Psuk? You have to remind which one it was. It's Psuk?
Yeah.
That's in the same for Truma. His languages. Every word counts, obviously. What's the shot? You're right. You made an excellent point. Where is it? Here, no? Let's read together. Avol Mishum Isa Liban Lo Havi. What does he say? Lo Havi. Soched Beged Miyayin V'Shemen Ein Mislabin Akad Esel Nakos V'Mam V'Shem Pazus V'Reichel On Hashabbat.
Two
objections.
Yeah.
Word for word. Maybe you're right. Okay, if you're right, then he's wrong. Okay. I have no problem with that. Understand what he says? Okay? Maybe you're right. Maybe this is completely wrong. Could be. In any event, assuming his chat for the moment, anyway, we wanted to say chat in the Alter Rebbe. The Rebbe said, Sifchof Aleph. Yesh Cholkin, Romish, Av Begit Chainel of Shum Lechluch, Shosu Zal Kibuso. Avnipuno matzla miyod. It's white on white. Why? Dipsik ratio. If you have a scan it. It's a psik ratio. It's what about Isa Daraisa? Right? He says somewhere Isa Shotorah. Yeah, Shotorah. Ain't the Lakash and Sri Lugufa. Hold Masha Begad Muslamin. No achulo. I'm a piece of his scam in the car. Replenish London. It's white on white. What's no achulo? He says, based on his child of Chazuso and Reicha, which may be wrong now, but based on what he said, you have to smell. You can have a, you know, sometimes you have a shirt. You will not go into the precise anatomy, but a part of the shirt smells. Ain't kind of laharach. Okay. But maybe the color doesn't even change. Sometimes you see in that part the white shirt is yellow. Move on the coal, okay? But But some of it's still white. But you take a quick whiff. Reach. Okay? So you also have to wash it. That's no achlo to get rid of the reach. That's the same shot. Again, I'm not saying your shot may be right, it may be wrong. But that's the same shot. Okay? That's what the Rebbe meant. It's interesting. Quote to Ritva. I want to show you inside. Let's check it out. It's really true. At both sides. Where are they showing it? Wait. Ritva on Shabbos is this or the Chadashim? I forgot already. This is the real one. Take a look.
Rebbe, how about the mice? If the shirt smells, you would that get rid of? Is that the moral of the shakurus? Is that worse than shakurus? Is that better than shakurus?
Good question. I would say it's probably the equivalent, because that's exactly the machlokes that the Alter Rebbe is explaining. Do we say that's also when it's clean or not? Right? So it's a chiddush that we thought that the people who say it's also because of the shachruris. That's what I always thought. But I told you until now. He said, no. It could be the reach. Based on his read, which may be incorrect, of the Mordechai that we just saw. Hold on a second. Watch this. Oh, listen carefully. Mayim v'begat sheyesh bo lichlo kvar. The kevesh nosu ba mayim gedel kibusa b'skar v'l kar kvar yizel kibusa. Aval hocha d'kar v'sa. Ein bo lichlo. Watch this now. Ve'eino elo lahaver zuama. What does zuama mean?
Sweat, something.
It's almost like kind of a dirt or something. He wants it to mean smell. He says, there's no lichlo, there's no dirt. So he wants to translate to almost smell. People miskave and look, kibus daraisa. Da'achshav sheinu miskave and kan kibus klal. Kibus d'rabbanan. Therefore, it's only mishum chasav schita. He makes a deal out of that word zuama. But you know, word zuama can be many things. But he interprets this as no lichlo at all. It means recha. So therefore, kibbutz is us. Shriya is what they call the first day in Tosis. So what do you see? That the definition of kibbutz will be called nikius, cleanliness, not necessarily completely dependent upon the marah. Even though the Rebbe himself is the one, I'm contradicting the Baal Shereb. The Rebbe is the one who kept telling us, it's Chazusa. He kept banging it to Kutus Akhar 10 times. But what he's saying now, Pshat, in the Nichalev, it's totally clean, it's not the Chazusa. So I don't know how you get, a guy with that potential mini steer in the Shulchan Aruch Harav. In any event, Rabbi Osai, his Wapa Chiddush is as follows. We didn't get to the Wapa Chiddush yet. The Wapa Chiddush, which I think is found over here, page Kuf Membeis that I started with is as follows. Listen carefully. Anu ma'alach and schita. Not because you get the dirt out of the garment or changing the mara as the Avnei Ezer said. No. Hamayim mitzaratz mekatal im shimush habeged. Even though you can't tell, he said it before about the smell and all kind of stuff before. Reach. Because the kibbutz is tikkun nikius habeged. Doesn't matter if the nikius is near lying or not. What's the shot in schita? Listen carefully, unbelievable. You're drying. Why? Came with the soap also mayim abluim v'soch abeged mona im shima shorabot v'lebeged. Rabbi say, you know, you get up in the morning, has a shirt hanging on your closet. Oh, great, sure, put on my shirt in the morning. It's sopping wet, soaking through until you're going to put it on. You'd be crazy to put it on. Sopping wet. You can't use it. Okay, I'll squeeze it out. I can use it. That's chita. That's chita. Because it was unusable, and now they can't use it. Achidish nifla. Yesh Torah's kibus ala sarosa mehabeged. Remove the water. That itself is kibus. The gamzel beklan the kios habeged she royal shimusho. That's why in my black suit, I want to wear my black suit. And it's on a hanger. And I don't know, it was a leak from the ceiling. I think it's sopping wet. Sopping wet. Crystal clean water. It says on there. Fell into water, it's crystal clean. Fell into a mikveh. A mikveh says, the weed wasn't as clean, it's going to be wet. But I'm not going to wear it. It's sopping wet. Squeeze it out. You make it from unusable to usable. That also is considered to be the koya and the kios. It's you make it. That's his chiddush. The chiddush nifla v'noira. I never would have thought of it myself. He pins it on the Mordechai. Maybe we have to think about that a second time. That's what he says. Chiddush nifla. Nifla. He wants to bring a rag from the Mishnah Berurah. This is this one. Yeah.
I think the Sifchaim says the same thing.
The Sifchaim?
Yeah.
Could be. I don't remember saying that. I see somebody's throat. But let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah. If he says the same thing, that's really important. Open the very beginning of Mishnah Berurah, the very beginning. Shin Bei is the very, very beginning. He claims that the Mishnah Berurah said. The Mechaber begins. Amana talas chadosh shchor min atal sholeo. Chayim. Shanir yofalo kamo kibus. Hushamak ben oleo yoslo lav shabalo nir. That's Tosfos Pshat. Kuf Mem Zayin. So we started the whole Sugya Malam. The kolshke says the Rama, she'os l'nara beged she'nosha b'mayim, o she'od l'lov k'shamim. Right? That's the beged chodesh she'nak v'lov. Right? We know this from the Gemara in Avkup Mem Zayin Amana. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Simkot and Gimel. K'shamim. Uvazeh, en chiluk ben shachol l'shar tzivonim. Wait a second. Came to Tal, Kuf Mem Zayin, only if it's black. Comes to Shomim, the color doesn't matter. The color doesn't matter. Why? Tells you why. That could be Shom Shumuat. Tal, little dude, nothing. Ain't mak the nara look, no, it's black. Avol Bekan, Shamayim, Rubin, Haderech Lachvel, the nara, Bechol, the Godim. Yes, Shom Shchita. Why? Why is it that way, my Merubin? Says the Mishnah Berurah further, it's a cotton dalit. It's lat be chodosh. It's going to be black, but to be chodosh. Often the Ramah. B'tzon alomar. And he quotes hay from the Mogad Avraham, the Gro and Sharchronim, etc. Shemistamo makbid levana. You know why? Pishem miskater ayedei mayim. Rabosai, whenever you buy something in a store, you're going to wash it in the washing machine, you have to, it's going to shrink. It's halach on the mice, you go shopping. It just fits, just after one wash, it won't fit you anymore. Kachma Kublani from the people in my house who know about these things. I don't know nothing about it. But Mr. Brewer said, I should know from the Mr. I should have said, yeah, of course, know from the Mr. Brewer. I know these things when I was a young man, I would have said, I would have seemed a little more knowledgeable. Know from the Mr. Brewer. It shrinks when they get put in the washing for the first time. Foolish. Why should that affect this halacha? If the whole purpose of kibbutz is to make it cleaner, who cares if it gets smaller or not? You see, that again, a very interesting raya. The definition of kibbutz is nikoyon, making the garment usable. I wear a size 16. And if lu yutsuya, I don't think it's true, if I put it into the wash, it comes a 15, it's not usable for me anymore. Won't fit. So I gotta get rid of the water to make it usable for my size. What's up to it with Malavim? What's with Malavim? I'll give it to my neighbor who's size 15. What's it with Malavim? No, the usability is critical. That's why if it's too wet, you can't use it. If it's too small, you can't use it. Fascinating.
But again, this is only going on the Ramah, so it has to be new. So the reason why when it's new and it's wet, because you're worrying about damaging the clothing.
Right.
But you take it a step further and say that if it's old, now we have different issues, just comfort.
Could be. Yeah, right. And that's what he's saying. But look at this now. Here's another WAP I never even paid attention to.
You wouldn't have needed to say that. You could have just said the Mishnah tells that allowing that it will just be uncomfortable or...
Maybe. I hear what you're saying. Look at this now. I didn't pay attention here. Look at the way he the phrase he uses in Simkatan Beis and Simkatan Gimel. In Simkatan Beis, he says, you have Kal, right? And it has to be black, and it has to be blue. So, oh, the top line of this page, Peva. Oschashiva anir kamar kibus. So shake it out, it's like kibus. Correct? Look in Siv Gimel. Here he says, he miscats there, right? Then it gets more, yeah? Tzorech lizorim b'lenam and amayim b'chozek b'in sheyov l'day schita. So wait a second. In Siv Katan Gimel, they called it kibus. Right? And Siv Katan Gimel, sorry, skip Gimel. Another thing between black and other kibus, right? It's more a makla legame aluch. Al v'kam shemayim ruben del akla nayim b'kol avodim yesh b'zeh mishum. What's the last word in Gimel? Schita. Why did on top line use the word kibbles? Here the word uses the word schita. Chavetz Chaim counted every word. Why did he change the language? He says the same pshat. It is a little about the tal with an iser of kibbles. With a lot of shemayim merubim. It's of schita in any color, because just getting rid of the water, that itself is a problem. It's a separate shem. It's called schita. A small amount of tal. It's only tikkun amara. That's why it's only black. And that's why it's called kibus, only when it's black. And that's why he says schita is only a tolda of malabe. There's this whole discussion. Does everyone agree to that or not? I think the same with Truman says it's not. But the Ron, just to show you, just turns back to page Kuf Yud Aleph for a second. It's one line. The next to the last narrow line on the left, on Kuf, page Kuf Yud Aleph, talks about the Schita, the Rabbein Atam. I'll almost pick up a few lines earlier. Rabbein Atam says that Trey got the Schita. Cha told the Malabe and the Cha told the Dash. Who told the Malabe and Haimadavka and Begay and Mislav over Mashkim HaMalabim. And Yayin is not Malabim. Yayin maybe, but not other Mashkim, etc., etc. He said, we're told that. Why is that enough? The answer is, because Schita is a definite Shem. It works even if it does not change the color, as long as it makes it more usable. That's why he uses a different name for it. And who else says the Befeish HaLacha? That's only a Tolda. The Mishnah Berurah writes so in Simen Shin Chof. Siv Katan Nun Hey, he spells it out, La Locha. He just uses that word. He says it's fine. He quotes this from the Rabbeinu Tam, he quotes this. Where the Lashon? The Sochet, the fifth and the last narrow line. The Sochet who told on the Malabim. Again, what the Ran said it, but the Mishnah Berurah paskins it. It's told on the Malabim. In other words, Rabosai, some say that even kibbutz is a tolda malabe. You saw that, right? Well, I'm not going to hold that one. But most posts hold that kibbutz is enough. But even if kibbutz is enough, schid is a tolda. Because it's a different category. Different category.
Nothing to be.
One second. The problem is, if drawing it out is in fact Schita, why is it that it does not apply to other liquids? I have a shirt, and now it's drenched in wine. So I'm drunk, so I like this. I don't know. Okay, but so I squeeze it out. I mean, it's still dirty, but I can still wear it. So why isn't that itself? Why is not drying out considered to be a problem? And he also asked the kasha, the lashon of the Mordechai is, Sarach that kol sa b'mayim. Why did he say that? So again, he's going with his mahalach, not like yours. He has a fascinating comment on that. This, again, tough kofkes. One more time, the lashon. Again. He's suing kipshuta. That's not considered. He's a liban tzchid de lohavi. Not the way you step shot. That there's no gzeira, as he said at the end. He said there's no issue in the first place. The soch as begam yayin the shemen, ena mislave, that caught the tzorch and that calls to the mayim shum chazus of rech. Who cares? Who cares that you have to clean it again? Just say, as chazus of rech. Not give you have to clean it again. You don't clean it again. Why is that relevant? You have to clean it again. He wants to say, what's pshat? When you make something usable, right? So you've dried it out, now I can use it. I can't use it. It's still dirty. What do I have to do? I have to wet it again. So what good does the drying do? Right? It's not really a, it didn't accomplish its goal. I have to wet it all over again. Or, that's one story. I'll just give you the page numbers. That's a fascinating comment. Again, it's all based on his read. Is he the only one who didn't read your way? Who had your way beside before you? I thought others also read. We read ourselves that way. Then we read the Sefer Truma. But maybe you're right. Okay, so I'm just, this is all based on assumption his child is correct, but maybe the whole thing is not true. Gotta, you know, keep saying that over and over again. But then he wants to suggest another word as follows. Sorach lachzol lakoso, what does it mean? He says, for this very reason, I'm reading his words now, lochal al pu'ulas haschita toras melacha. What does it mean? Not so much because the first shot you have to wet it again. For a different reason. Kevin haschita lo pu'ulas tikun gomor and haschita zu toras melacha. That's what he's saying. Sefer Truma says, Yayin v'shemen abeged lo mislaben. We have the same thing here in the Mordechai, right? Do we have that same lashon word for word? Eino mislaben. Alright? The limud itself is missing. Not that it's chos in the Torah's tikkun. You have to wet it again. It's just not a tikkun choshen. Since it still has this, the problem of the chazus of the reich. Okay. So this is, again, what are we doing over here? What's this all about? On a simple level, we're trying to explain pshat in the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam, who says, we just saw the Ran quoted, that the Easter of Libun by Schita is by water and not by Shamash. That's what we're trying to explain. So we explain it. Again, maybe we're wrong, but it's not the words of the Mordechai. But other Rishonim say Beferish that way. The Ran said Beferish that way. Okay? So we're explaining, it's only a Tolda, it's only considered to be Nikoyon, whatever you want to give. But you know what? There's a whole different explanation. Totally different explanation of the Rabbeinu Tam, found in the Chayoda. The Chayoda of the Mishnah Berurah has the same shot.
What did the Ran say?
The Ran saw Rabbeinu Tam. We just read it. Just read it. I'm going to try God and escape in him. Cha told us the Malavin, Cha told us the Dash. Told the Malavin, and Dalka, and Begad, and Islavin, over Mashkin, and Malavin. It's only water. Maybe white wine. Maybe white wine, right? Because I think wine is sugar that men. Okay? But, Shah Mashkin for sure not. So, we.
No sleep at all.
I'm sorry?
So there's no
Israel
at all squeezing out the
other. That's what he says. There's no Israel of That's how I read the Mordechai. You read it, no. The Nis of Schita is just not there. Sheva Yavol Yisrael. Okay, I'm not here to judge who's right. But if you look in the Chayodom, we'll see in a minute the Mishnah Berurah too, but I want to show you first in the, it's more clear, I believe, in the Chayodom. Look at this. Look at what it says. Shava Ashken. Aval Shamashin Chutzmi Yamayim Lo Shayech Bo Libun. You know why? She'ein Derech Kvisa V'Shamashin. Stop. Full stop. You know why? There's no Issa Libun Shamashin? Because Ein Derech Kvisa V'Shamashin. The Bilocha says almost identical thing. Shin Chav Siv Yud Ches. We just came from Shinchok. Yesh Misha Osir. Yesh Misha Matra, I should say. Bina Biktsara. Yadua Dasha Menatam. Everyone knows a Menatam. Shita. It's a Yosel. Yesh Shnei Nanischita. Hanischita Mimayim Yisurim Mishu Libun. Velo Mishu Dash. Ki Amayim Hokam Libun. Velo Dama Ladash. Uvisham Mashkim Ula Hefech. Mishu Libun Ein Bum. You know why? The Ein Melavnin Bum. That's in three words. He said exactly the same thing as the Chayyim said in a few more words. Chiddush Nifla explains Pshat Abosai does this mission some allowing. The chesaron is not in what he calls the koach hamalavin shabba. You know they don't do a good enough job. No, it's not the derech to launder. You don't launder in things other than water. Pasuk again to know. Kibes b'yayim levushom. And that's the pasuk in Parshas Vayechi by the Birchas Yaakov. Just thought of that right now to speak.
Is that white wine?
Ah, it's white wine. Okay. It's white wine.
It's white wine.
Must be white wine. Okay. Look it up. We get to Vayechi. I don't know if the left one or not. All right. Okay. Fine. And he explains based on our favorite Rambam. Schita is with Sarchei HaKibus. Right? So it's not shy by a mashka which is not mechavsim bo. That's what he suggested. Wow. He's lo shayach by Libun. He said over here, Mishul Libun ain't bame em lavnim bo. So with the Schita part, but the whole Libun doesn't apply. That's another way of understanding this. No, but Tosfos disagrees with all this. Tosfos and the Kufir Aleph, you keep coming back to it. Tosfos says, top of the Kufir Aleph of the Bay, the very top few lines. No, Tosfos argues with the Shabbat Atah. And they say that there is an Isra of Kibus. How they explain? Look on top. He says, what you said, Yehuda, is what you said. The top one, the very beginning of Kufir Aleph of the Bay. The Talmud Mishnah, the Ein Adam Choshen Lesachto, Kevin Al Skita. Eino yachol and akosu merechol v'chazusa. Almost the same words. So this made it a raya. Since those same words are there, it's a raya that Yehuda's pshat is right and our pshat is wrong. Because Tosfos uses the same word, merechol v'chazusa, explaining that there, that even though there is an isa, gamei derech lischol beged b'tzorach mashke shabu. Ala mikol v'gamosu lischol, v'chisok alei mislavena beged k'tas, ala mechavis. Stop right here. There's the proof that you're right. Because it's the same words. Same words in the Tefer Truma, same words in the Mordechai, same words in Tosfos. Wow. Wow. Okay, so let's give up. Let's say we were wrong. I'm not misquoted. I don't want to claim it on him. We should write him a letter.
Your address. You still
left. Sure. Write him a letter. Or call him up. Give him an email. No? What do you prefer? The phone number, the fax, or the email? What do you want?
Email.
Okay. Email is 847-0386 at gmail.com. That's a great idea. I have to put a bunch of dishes. Maybe it's a phone number or something? It's not a phone number. All right, you got it? Send me an email. Tell me you think Shat and the Mordechai is like Tosha said, almost the same words. And even in the way the Mordechai thought you read it that way. Okay, let me know what he says. Tell him we're spending a lot of time on the Seder. It's a beautiful Seder. Tell him that some crazy Rebbe in New York, someone put it on his desk. And all of a sudden, he's spending time trying to get through it. Okay, good. See what he responds to. Good. Everybody say, Taru, Belimani Tark, Gabalk. So what's Pshat Tak and Tarsus? So he suggests the follows. He says, because it dries. It dries. So what does it mean, Ktsas? What's it mean? Mislav and Ktsas? It doesn't get really clean. It dries. And Ktsas, he wants to say, Ktsas means it leaves a wine stain. Leaves a wine stain. That's why it's only Ktsas. As opposed to when you have water, if you fry this thing and put it in water and I squeeze it, it leaves no stain. That's what happens in the washing machine. That's exactly what happens. Ad kan dvar HaKadosh. Then, he quotes a source I have not seen before. Ramban in Ksubas Avav. I did not assign Ksubas Avav, not the Tosfos, not anything, because I didn't. We're learning Shabbos. Let's try to stay away, even though we had a little bit of the other thing, Ksubas Avav, the Sugya. But the Ramban, I can't. He says things there which doesn't say anywhere else. The Lashon doesn't say anywhere else. I looked it up. It's on my desk. I looked it up downstairs. It's true. The quotation is accurate. Shamati. Sure, by the times I love the tray got this written in him. He heard. He didn't have to say it for Yosha. He would have read. He heard. But they're far away from me. Chodel hotzi mimenu mashkin emu vloin bo vi tonu to dash. It's another. Fine. Chodel lebune mona vim kikibus. Vach tzchidu lo asir el v'maya av v'cham ralo. Kol shken beru. Barz of the shaya, pagad vi gaskid lashlo matzim eskid as libo v'yayim v'shem el v'maya. So the Yayin B'Shem, his words. Lo mi boi chvuri lo michvuri. Not only is it not clean, ala lichluchi nami malachli. It gets it dirty. That's what I would have said. It gets it dirty, not clean. Makes it worse. Dirty, not clean. Dirty. Dirty. Makes it dirty. Okay. What does that mean? We're not finished yet. Because I like it. I like this Rabbeinu Tam. Look. Shemi'acha shena mashkin ayotzi mimena ruyin le'en eschit ha'klau. Hevi uraya le'dovar. He brought it right to Rabbeinu Tam. Listen to this. Mutl l'stanen es ayayin v'sudra. Watch this. V'i sagadar ispe mishum schito. Hechi shori. He has two questions. Question number one. Nigz adil masin le'mischit. As it says there when it comes, Xayam Hashem Schita. Okay? Then you have it, Mishm Schita. Okay? Gazrina. Okay? Below all, here's a key line, which is not found anywhere else. Anywhere, right? I saw it. Not only should we say that if what? That if Rabbeinu Tam would be wrong, and is an Easter of Schita by Shah Mashkin, we should make a Xera to it. Look what else he says. Below all, El the Shriya Gufa Asira. Shriya So Zel Kibuso. Alma, Iika Biyayin the Shem Mishim Schita, Osu Lisho Sasudin Biyayin. Huh? What? What? He's saying that if you're going to say that it is a schita, you must also say that it is a shriya. Why should that be? Why should that be? Back to the Rambam. Schita mitzorchei kibus. If there's no kibus, there's no schita. That's what the Chayadam and the Be'alacha said. And therefore, if there is chita, there is kibus, and if there is kibus, presumably shiras is a kibuso. Wow! At the end, he's not sure it's right. This is what he quotes from others. Somewhere he says, "That's not the Hebrew." That he quotes this. That you can be docha, even if there is a kibus, for other external reasons, you don't say shiras a kibuso. But nonetheless, the fact that they quote this as a raya indicates And that all going with the Mahalach of the Rambam. And we know what the Pshat is in the Rambam. We explained. Ritzorchei HaKibus. How do we understand it until now? That's how the Siv Chaim understood it. Right? The Avnei Nezer understood it. He said, the same as stirring hastens. It's in the Avnei Nezer somewhere. I'll be able to find it quickly enough. It should be in here. Let's see if we can find it. It'd be hard to find. Where do you call the Rambam? We saw it already before. The Rambam says that the reason why Schid is a problem, remember that, Rambam? Is because Schid is Mitzorech HaKibus is the same as Hagosa is Tzorech HaBishul. Let's spend time looking for it again. Okay, what does it mean? So we said it because it hastens it. He has an interesting kasha on page Kuf Nun Aleph. He should have said the Schita is Mekarev the Kibus. Same as Hagasa is Mekarev the Bishon. But in a better word, that used Tzorche. The kasha is not an overwhelming kasha. But he explains, if you recall, on that Rambam, let's read the Rambam again. Is Rambam. Rambam says again, "Sheschita mitzorchei kibus kimo shagosa mitzorchei abishul." It's a kasha. Should have said kiru as opposed to tzorchei. So you may remember, we saw in Ar Sameach says, Manovu de Rabbeinu, Shechilek and Schidu de Shnei Ovos, Ches Yud Peiris, told the Disha, and begotten and midin kibus, Olamen, told Rabbanon, Chof Aleph is midin Mepharek, yeah, Chof Beis, told the Rabbanon, then Tzchidus begotten. Beautiful. That's what Mech suggests this Nakuda. Okay. Now, where does this come from? So it was here. Then he says also, Anakamon Halachates Hamoseach Bechule. What does he mean by that? Halacha test. Give a quick look. Halacha test. Hamoseach kutshel tfira b'shabbos chayim. Then should be tzorche ha-tfira. Okay, they did a Google search for the word tzorche. They did it by heart. They didn't have the computers. The word tzorche found a third time. What's it all about? Suggesting a chiddush. What we had over here in the Rambam. Oh, come on. I got lost it. Tes halacha dalet. What did it say? Echanos nesa or, vechanos nesa etim, vechanos nesa kter, vechanos nesa mayim, vechanos nesa bos, vechanos nesa tam, vacha vihigis, kula gam vishu mevashu. Kulos adam it tzorche habishu, vechanos mevashu. Rebbe Osai, it is fair to say that the person who just put a pot down, an empty pot, he's makar of the bishu? Not makar of the bishu. Megis. We would think it's Makar of the Bishul, right? It's not fully cooked yet. But I put it down. I'm Makar of anything. It's one of the critical components officially. Have no pot. No pot. I can cook no pot. I put a pot. I supply the pot. You cook. I'm chayav. What do I do? And wait a minute. Not cure. Let's talk, Ebrish. If you want to say the same thing is true when it comes to before this, he said something which is I never in my life understood and answered this question. He's going to say something unbelievable. Open. This is, we're not learning Bishul now. The jury is still out whether we're learning Bishul B'chlal, if and when and how. But that's believed to the higher authority as well as the Talmid. But Shin Yud Ches, look at the Shara Tzion, I should say. Sivkaton. This is something which always was stuck. Sivkaton Kuf Mem Ches. Rabbon Sa'id is a famous chumra that we have, Allah Lamaisa. World famous chumra. You don't stir anything on the fire. I'm sure if you learned that somewhere in yeshiva in elementary school. You never stir anything on the fire. What's as follows? He quotes the Gemara, like only Mishnah Berurah. This is not the last Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Yud Ches, a very long, long Siman, all about Bishul. This is as follows. Isa b'Tosefta, the second wide line of Mishnah Berurah. And we see it, page Kuf Lamites. Either with those after. Epinochness or Epinochness or Epinochness or Kadea, Epinochness or Mayanochness or Boss, because of Tablet, Baka the Higgins, Kulum Chayavin. She called also the Domit Sochi Bishop with the Mavasha, the Ramba. Oh. I made a mistake, see? Correct. Hanos the Akteya Mayer Bechadosha, the Chai Beshemish of the Slavin and the Schazak Akteya, the Shinos Nal H. More Beit Hashem. I made a mistake. Okay, so I was wrong. Put the pot down. It's not Chai Beshem Levash. Okay, and the first two are Chai Beshem Mavir, he says. So who's Chai? Echanos Nesamayi. Ah. So I'm wrong. So what I said before is wrong.
The wrong is to me.
Yeah. The Rambam should have explained what's the chayav. Good question. The Rambam. Oh, more than that. Kula Mavashal. Rambam's going to perish against this. Gevalt. You have to look at the Gemara Beita. Lamadal. Give a look. Okay, let's figure out maybe if you have an answer, come back and don't send me an email. You can tell me in person on Sunday what the answer is. He can email me too. I also have an email. Zach knows my email. You give it out. My email is not a secret. My wife's email, really. But okay. We have one email. Good. He says as follows. Cause of Rabbi Magicha. Skip it to the last few lines. There we are called. Call Shem the Bishul Chiyuv Bishul Kol Sofer Eid Magad Sosso Chiyuv Beis Yosef Kosta B'Shem HaKolbo Shi Ala Eish Chaya Bagos HaFil B'Vush Kol Sofer. You believe it? And at the minute of the Mimachver, every book that's been written in recent years all quotes this Chumar from the Kolbo. Everybody quotes this Chumar from the Kolbo. Not sure. Probably, yeah. Look at Shara Tzion Kuf Mem Ches. I don't understand the Mishnah Berurah, Shara Tzion. I cannot understand this kolbo. How can it be? The Maya Difa Gosim Bishul Mamish. Kol Poskim Modim Bishul Kol Tzor Goyim Bo Mishum Bishul Tosefta Be'edyo. Kopponim with the Eved the Vare and Nesem with Zekadat Shaposka. This Kobo is ravish, a unique Shita. No one else holds of him. I never understood. He had no Pshah. So in a little footnote in this Sefer, a little tiny footnote, footnote at the bottom. Page Kuf Nun Aleph, going over to base. He says, according to what we just said now, he calls it Tzorche Bishul. Who are Machayev Shal Agasa? Mashem it Tzorche Bishul. Vaderek Lasos Vigachelik Mital Echa Bishul. Not Kiruv. Not Kiruv. He should have said, otherwise, he should have said Kiruv. No. No. Since the Agasa Mashbia Chatalach Shal Abishul, Shayod Yosef Nithnas Atamba Tafshul, after Tikkun Demitaras and the Klam Malacha, Kevan Shaderach Lasos of the Torah Chelik Mabishul, Toras Malach Olav. Footnote. Quotes the Sharatzi, and not going to be. No, we can suggest. Quote. Kevan the Pulas Agasa Mosif Tam, Shenitzrach Latafshul, Yam the Bushel Kotsoka, can still have more taste. Right? The taste gets spread, diffused more radically after the stirring. Mishamachi Epshal Lechayev Alav Av Im Al Bishul Gomak Po Yepshal Lechayev Tavshul Zeh The Ein Sivas Hachiyuv Etzem Abishul Ala Mashu Chelek Mitalich Abishul. It's certainly true according to the way the Rambam said it. It seems we get to come on base, we have to figure that one out. That's what he says, a footnote throw in the middle of nowhere. That's my theory about Bishul. But this is, I never heard an answer to this question all the years. Like this, so now. Wow. 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 If it's true. Wow. Amazing. If this is what the Rambam says, is a chidushi around. Is a Rambam in his chidushi, that the other quotes. Did we see it? Oh, come on. Where? I can't find anything. I saw it. I wish I had my own. I have to bring it from home. He quotes, I told it to you once about Pe, what he said. I mean, we even saw it on screen once. Somebody said that it isn't Kufkin Zion. Somebody said that you can soak it in water, but you can't squeeze it. And the Rambam said, what are you kidding? Yatziva bi'ara v'giravish meshmaya. You got it all backwards? The whole purpose of Schida is Mishum Kibbutz. If you can't do Schida, you certainly can't do Kibbutz. Where's that? I don't know if it's here. It's the other Simon. I certainly showed it to you at one point in time. It's lost forever. No. Let's go back to Kibbutz. Let's try this. You help me find this, please. He quotes somewhere the chidush of the Rambam. It's not the being of Sefer Maaseh Rokeach, if I recall. That's where he found it. Anybody? Some way he quotes it, I know. He says that's the chidushi Rambam. He called the schita is chelek me'akibus. That's the lashon of the Rambam. I'll read it to him verbatim over here. The Rambam says, thank you so much. Where's your dog? Here we go. Oh, it's you. Thank you. Kedushin is the Rambam care. Adosha ben his horror, be his schilas beged, ben his horror, be his beged, yet siva, be arav, has schilas of the beged, has shoy, nes of the os, chelek meakibus. Thank you. That's the lesson I was looking for. Chelek meakibus. What's pshat? You can say it's part of Yibush, right? You're drawing it out. Only one thing. According to others, we suggested that drawing itself, as you suggested, that is the Yisef Schita. According to the Rambam, that's not the Isra. It's only a chelik, right? It's one of Tzorchei HaKibus. Tzorchei HaKibus is one of the Tzorchei HaKibus. That's what he suggests. Oh, last thing for today is that Ramban, which we never were able to figure out. The Ramban had an expression that we have seen already a few times. The Ramban, not in Tzuvos that we saw, but the Ramban over here that we saw. We saw it already in the Magen Mishnah, in the Kesef Mishnah. It's Lashon of the Ramban one time. Is told us Soveya Kiderech Malave. What in the world is that? What does that mean? So on that same daf, Rabbi Osai, Kuf Yud Aleph, there's a so-called run. We call it the pseudo run. How are we going to find that over here? How do you go by?
Kedusha on Yuchasna.
Thank you. Oh, only on Shabbos. Thank you. Can always remind me of that. Right. Kuf Yud Aleph. I guess it's Amud Aleph. I guess. Oh, watch this. Look carefully. He says, "Schinas begonim ta'achadim itarti omishem malave omishem tsoveya." Rambam said both. He says no, either one. Well, how do I mean? B'mashkin de malav neishach libun, u'b'mashkin de lo malav neishach tzoveya. Koshali tzoveya ma nichole. Shloma, demay b'shar mashkin asuya latzbiya. Made the color. Aval b'yayin lekel mishum libun lo mishum tzoveya. Aval lo nichole b'osa tzviya. Etc. etc. So Ron spelled it out in two separate things. Two separate things. One or the other. But the Ramban puts both together. So he explains over here that the Ramban holds like the Rambam. He quoted the Rambam. Let's take a look. Let's go and see the Ramban. Let's see the Ramban do this trick. Should be a trick. Should work. Watch what it says. Over by the top. See, Iksuba said Shamati. Here he says over, as if it's maybe sword and sword, whatever. But Trey got this hidden in the Chatol of the Malabe, Chatol of the Dash. Told the Malabe, less of the Begash and Muslim and Malabe, the Malabe, the Machayo, and Alpha, and the Shem, the Torah, and the Mash. Yeah, and the Shem, and less it. Etc. Kenet Kakshama. Oh, Kakshamati. The Kakhen the Rabbi said for Yosha. I guess right. First he heard it, then he saw it. Okay. Yeah, the Lush number two come. This is what you should say. Watch this. Hasochet Beged. As it. That Lush was not clear. This Lush was clear. Told us to Vehek Adam Pulavet. We're playing the show. He made so much on. He doesn't like his Lush. He doesn't like this Lush. Lashon is a thousand times more ambiguous. What's it mean? Who navish because of mechavish bein mayim bein biyayim lochol al mishul lekvusa etc. The shiach for a sit we saw and the father of Moshe has fired his al. I told you like the Rambam. Then he says as follows. What's this mean? V'shanina b'tosefta, and he quotes a tosefta. Rabbi Osai, he quotes a tosefta. A tosefta. Where's the Tosefta? Let's look inside. Let's look inside ourselves. Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Gimel. What does Tosefta say? And why do you call it Tosefta? It's page Chofei in our edition. Line 3. Hamachabesh, we were here once before. Vasoch in Malach Achas. Habishmol, Rabbi Yochan ben Brok, Omer. Tzavoyin, Kovu, Schita, Malach Abifneyatam. Who's Tzavoyin? Painters! Painters! So why is he calling this Tosefta? What's he doing over here? Why is he calling it? And what did he mean? That funny expression she told us Tovea Kederach Malach. What does he mean? He suggested the same of Malecha Samalave, He means like the Rambam. And he's always talking about over here. He's talking about the schita at the end. It gets liquid and then you squeeze it out. In one of two ways. Either a launderer does it or a painter does it. If it's water, you're a launderer. If it's some liquid that's used for painting, may perish potentially, so then, Mishum Tzoveya, Frek the Ramban, in effect. He doesn't spell it out. No comparison. Malabin is to make it cleaner, to have less. So of course, sweet out the liquid, it's better. But Tzoveya is to make it what? To make it more red, more blue, more whatever. Now I'm squeezing it out, it's less. So if the Ramban told the Tzoveya Kederach Malabin, he's saying that just by Malabin at the end, you squeeze it out. You're not metaking the Mara HaBeged. Doesn't matter. You're making it more useful because it's now dry, as I said before. So too, at the end of the process, sphere. But apparently, again, I'm not a painter, there's excess paint. You don't want it there. It's going to ruin the item. You want it. Too much black paint that came on my suit. You got to squeeze out the extra black dye to make the suit more usable. It's comparable. It's taka tzoveya, as we saw in the suit Oran. You could eat tzoveya mamish. It's kiderev malavein, even though it's not making it more colorful, less colorful, doesn't matter. It's making it more usable. And why is he quoting it so sefta? So perhaps the pshat is, he's proving it so sefta, it exists an Easter tzoveya by schita. That's how it seems to say, no? Saboim kovu schita malacha b'fnei atzma as part of tzviya, not as part of malavein. Or at least related to tzviya. Adkan. Mostly I have to talk about the parsha. Well, Sunday, Mr. Hashem, I like if we can. I didn't open my safe yet. Over here, close.